Coming up on Superboothers, Ryan and I discuss automation and how you can automate things in your business to free up time for the more important things. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Superboothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail.
I'm so lazy.
Yes.
I really am.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Not really. I mean, I always make a joke that I wake up at noon and like I go to work downstairs. I'm still late to work.
Oh, there's a lot of traffic to
get. So much traffic. You can't even tell me. There was a pile up on the staircase. No, but this is the thing. So it has been explained to me that one of my really good friends, to have things done most efficiently, you have to find the laziest person in the room.
That's true. You don't. It's not necessarily a bad thing being lazy because it forces you to find more efficient ways to do things.
For example, I am a huge proponent of automation. I really appreciate how you really can almost automate anything. Customer interactions. I always talk about Zendesk and how like I live my life on it. Efficiency. You can have your CRM do things that you do all the time for every single event, that it just does it for you. Social media can be automated.
Now, this is a topic that you covered in the United Kingdom at the photo booth show, right?
So you're
so lazy that you're now an automation expert.
Pretty much, yeah.
Awesome. Tell
Works
us more.
For me. So one thing I really appreciate about my business is that every event is very consistent. Like there's a certain process that I have. So for example, if someone comes to me and, you know, says, oh, well, you weren't there or whatever, you were late or what have you, there's things that I have in place to be able to remedy any of those situations. So for example, a client calls and says, oh, my photo booth isn't here yet. Hold on, please hold. I can go in and I can track where the attendant is.
That's creepy.
Not really. I mean, if someone, it's just like corporate efficiency is what it is. So another thing is a client says, oh, well, they started late. Well, no, they didn't. I can check the timestamp of whenever the first photo was taken.
Yep.
You know, whenever we do our event report, we always make sure that we have a photo of what the event looks like, a photo of what the photo booth looks like. There is one customer that sent me an email that was upset. She goes, well, we didn't have printing. I sent her a photo of her event. There's a printer there. So sorry, ma'am.
How do people – I don't even know how to – how do they think that they had no printing?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing is people don't utilize it. So if I don't have it set on auto print, then, I mean, people won't know just to
– But if you – if the printer is that important to you, wouldn't you say something during the event?
I would.
I
always
would,
say that.
Sense.
If you have a problem, like, send it – tell me right then and there. That way I can fix it.
Okay.
So I think there's really four steps to really making sure that you're really automating everything correctly. One is taking inventory, and that is like taking inventory of like everything that you do and writing out the steps of what it is that you go through on a daily basis, no matter how minute it is.
And this is to get to like a consistent workflow, like you were just saying.
Yes. To get to the point of where you're like writing out all the steps. And then the third thing is you determine your efficiencies. So what things are redundant? What things can be made better or faster or quicker or what have you? And then document all that stuff, and then that is what creates your workflow. So, for example, whenever I say I really run consistently, it means every time an event books, a certain amount of things happen. Whenever an event books, I get paid. Yes. Yay. Fun. Money. And then they get an emailed receipt and a questionnaire. The questionnaire is where they can configure anything that they want to do. The questionnaire is almost like my time saver just because it helps me get off the phone with someone. So if I have a really picky bride, she can be as picky as she wants on that questionnaire. Yep. And it doesn't make a big difference to me. If she said, well, what if I want to do this? What if I want to do that? Well, we have 1,000 templates that you can choose from on our questionnaire.
Knock yourself out.
Have fun. Let me know which one works for you.
So now, Ryan, do you actually take the time? Like, do you sit down and think about your workflow and write them out and do that?
I did, yeah, whenever I first figured out what I needed to do.
And the reason I'm pointing that out is that a lot of people are asking, how do you do hundreds of events a year? How do you do hundreds of events? You actually sit down and optimize your workflow and automate things. That's how you do hundreds of events.
It's like corporate supply chain. Like, there are people that get paid a lot of money to save gigantic corporations pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Because those pennies on the dollar work out to millions.
Yep.
So that's the thing is, if you find something that saves you $20, how many events do you do a year? How much money does that save you per year on that one particular task? I would much rather have a couple extra $1,000 in cash. That's another thing. If you find like a different supplier for, like, let's say your memory books, let's say they're $30 right now, and you find a place that gets them to you for $15, you've just made $15 more dollars on every single memory book you've sold.
It adds up very quickly.
What if you have props? You pay double the amount of money for props, but they last three times as long. Isn't that worth it?
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate writing out the steps, taking the time to figure out what things work for you. Do you order paper? Do you design the layout? Do you test the photo booth? Do you have to find staffing for the booth? Do you have to do logistics for the event day? Well, this person has to be here at this event. This person has to be here at that event. Is there anyone that double dips? Do you have a bridal show the next day? There's so many things that can happen that can be automated.
The other benefit, not only do you benefit by optimizing your business so you can handle more events, so you can scale, it also makes it easier for you to train people down the line, for you to build your team, because everything's kind of documented and people know exactly this is what you do at this step, this is what you do at that step.
You know, it's things like your Facebook group post, your Pinterest post, your Instagram, your Twitter, your business Facebook, all of those things can be done with something called Buffer. So Buffer is where you can schedule all of those things in one particular platform. So going back to like Zendesk. So let's say someone posts a Facebook comment on your page or whatever, or the same thing I believe goes for Instagram. You can connect those things to Zendesk to where you can comment back and you don't have to leave that particular dashboard. So you can respond to someone that's asked a question for a lead. You can respond to something where, they have, done a Facebook post or whatever, and you can reply all from that one dashboard and not have to log into any of these individual things.
Yeah, the Buffer app, we've talked about that before. It's for people who say they don't have time to do social media. You do have time. You just got to find a more efficient way of doing it. And there's tools like that out there that allow you to write. You can write a month's worth of content one time. You sit down one time.
One day.
And you schedule them for the next month or two, and they automatically post for you.
I mean, that's what we're doing now. Like, we're recording, 10 episodes of a podcast in one day, so we really don't have to worry about recording for the next 10 weeks.
This is also known as batch processing.
Yeah, like, that's a thing with PhotoBooth, for example. Like, again, I really rely a lot on my questionnaire. Some of the things that I use are, I use Dropbox. I use Zenfolio for photo viewing. I really use Write Signature. And there's no reason for me to use Write Signature, just because I have, a system that integrates with my own CRM, but I prefer to use Write Signature because it auto-populates my contract for me. So I haven't written a contract in 4 years.
Wait, you're saying that the CRM doesn't auto-populate it for you? So you have
it
to.
Does. It does. It does. Okay. It sends it to Write Signature.
Gotcha. That's the way it should be.
Do you use Google Docs?
I use Google Docs, Google Sheets. I use all that Google stuff, yeah.
I really have found that Google Docs and Google Sheets really help your team to really organize and create documents without having to send stuff back and forth.
Exactly.
I really didn't realize how beneficial that was.
No, that's the main benefit to those is the collaboration, right? Back in the day, you'd have a Word document, you'd have to type it up, email it back to me, I have to edit it, send it back to you. These Google Docs allow you all to work on it simultaneously, so you see live any changes or edits that are being made.
What are some things that can be done with a CRM to speed up the process?
Oh, there's tons of stuff that a good CRM would do. Like, for example, my biggest – I remember before I built my CRM, having to individually for every quote, for every event, type up the contract. And even if you have a base contract, you have to modify the person's name. You have to modify all these details, save it as a different file. Same thing for the invoice. You have to modify each invoice manually. Go into your payment processor and send them a bill and make sure that – oh, did they pay yet? Those admin tasks would be automated by any good CRM. and say it actually adds up to saving you a lot of time, but also your sanity.
Well, not only that, I think that, so I use IFTTT and Zapier.
And IFTTT is if this, then that.
Correct. So, for example, there's the lights that I talk about in my office that turn green whenever I get a payment, or they blink whenever someone has a check a date request. Those things are all done through Zapier and IFTTT. What I really appreciate the most is things like Twilio. So Twilio can be connected with Darkroom. It can be connected with SnapPic, where your text messages from your photo booth get sent out. What I do is I have that number, if someone were to call it, automatically goes to my main line. So I know that if someone like, oh, well, where did this come from? Oh, I want a photo booth or whatever, and they call that number, it forwards to the main line, so I don't lose that call. Same thing with the text message. If they reply, I get a copy of it.
And I just got to interject with the Twilio, because Ryan Salinas is the biggest Twilio lover I've ever met, because he pestered me forever.
And rightfully so.
About building a Twilio integration into my CRM so that you can send people texts from the system. And I'm happy to say, Ryan, that I did it.
Yay!
Just to shut you up.
So Photo Booth CRM now has Twilio?
Yes, it integrates with Twilio.
Fantastic.
So instead of just emailing people, you can text them too.
So what I want everyone to do is go to our Facebook group and write one thing that they automate, because maybe someone else might need to automate that as well.
Yes, or something that you need to automate.
So go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/groups/superbookers.